You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Mr. David Pressler, a retired Miami-Dade firefighter and monolithic concrete home designer and builder. He is also a developer of off-grid systems using solar and wind and representative for Sunmark Composting Toilets. Mr. Pressler is an environmentalist and activist, both above and below the water, and owner, president of DRD Enterprises Incorporated of Davie, Florida. Mr. Pressler, certainly a privilege to have you back with us on Enterprise Radio.
Yes, I Eric. Good talking to you again.
Yes, sir. So tell us, what are Florida farm laws and aqua farm laws pertaining to farm structures and permit of chicken coops, horse stalls, barns, above ground ponds, and storage sheds? Let's start right there as we kick this segment off.
Sure. I think when we first, when I spoke to you, and it's been a while ago, I was taking the Safe Dome, which is a transportable 8-ton monolithic concrete storage shed, and developed and modifying that into an alternative energy producing power plant by mounting a solar panel and wind turbine on top of the Safe Dome. And by the way, the wind, it turns out when wind hits a dome, it's twice the velocity when it leaves the dome, because of the base of a dome is wider. But by putting a tub-type turbine on one of my domes and a solar panel with the battery backup, I believe I could have a transportable power plant. So moving forward, I think we talked about how the downside of the economy allowed the company to invest into an aqua farm in Arcadia, Florida, and how I was going to take those domes and take that farm, which was already a sanctioned aqua farm, which saves a lot of aggravation and paperwork. So the company was going to take that farm and develop it into an off-the-grid aqua farm using my concrete domes. And just so happens, coincidentally, that in October that 2009, President Obama was going to make a visitation to Arcadia, Florida, where this aqua farm is located. And because of my Safe Domes going through the Hurricane Wilma and all a bunch of other things, I had connections with the news, and the news almost assuredly said, because my company is a disabled small business, veteran-owned small business, that the president, if I had a working power plant running a farm, the president would most certainly make a visit. I mean, I had 99%. Anyway, moving forward, I bought this farm, the company, which I never got back to you on this. Now the company invests in this aqua farm. We have all these grandiose ideas. We invest in it in June of 2009, and on the downside of the economy, this guy was ruined. Previous aqua farm was ruined because of a hurricane came through and destroyed his above ground pools, his fish pools that were above ground. Well, the hurricane wiped him out. So I got the place, the company, corporation, I must stress, the corporation, even though it's a single-owned owner, it still is a corporation, which is very crucial in the legal world. And the corporation saw an opportunity to join the Safe Dome and a farm and create something even more that not only would be beneficial for farmers, but also would increase the sales of the Safe Dome. So it was just like a win-win thought all the way around. I'm not a prejudiced person. My employees just so happen, and I'm going to say this again, Arcadia, Florida. My employees are African-American. I bought this property, a sanctioned farm. We get into farm rights now. In Florida, and I believe in most states, a farmer does not have to go down to the permit place and put a permit in for every chicken coop he puts up, or a horse stall, or a lean-to for his pigs. The same goes for a storage shed. So when my company goes in and begins building these concrete, at this point they're going to be concrete storage sheds. They're concrete buildings. The county, which has no authority over farms, and this is Florida farm law. I've been a farmer since 1979. Farm law says that only the Florida Department of Agriculture has authority over farm and farm structures. I stress only. This is a sanctioned aquafarm. It's also governed, an aquafarm is also governed under the Aquaculture Policy Act, which is under the Director of Aquaculture Knickerbocker. Under the Aquaculture Policy Act, an aquafarm, which my farm was in June, still a sanctioned aquafarm, must have a caretaker or some monitoring 24/7. I had that in place. By the way, my website is www.safedomes.com, and on there you can go to my hub pages. It gets more into detail about this. But so the company invests $1,000 in June of 2009. My workers are doing their construction of farm structures. And in August of 2009, less than 45 days, DeSoto County issues a cease development order on my farm. My corporation contacts the Florida Department of Agriculture and says, hey, my farm has just been put out of business. Counsel for the Department of Agriculture, Costigan, says, oh, that can't be. And I said, sir, if I do anything, and they evicted my caretaker, oh, that can't be. Well, next, I'll make a phone call. Next thing I know, I'm being told, my corporation's being told that the Florida Right to Farm Act and the Aquaculture Policy Act are unenforceable laws of Florida, and that my corporation is now ruined, has to go file a law firm to uphold the laws of Florida.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, speaking of civil rights, and I understand you do have issues as you were about to get into those, can there be guilt without evidence?
Right. Well, that's the problem. I have exhausted every judicial way of trying to bring to light. Now, what has happened to me, and because of procedural errors on my law firms, I've never gotten anywhere. Now, the latest was when I found out was that corporations cannot file a civil rights complaint. A corporation must hire a law firm. So now a bankrupt corporation goes searching for a law firm. And by the way, when you file a civil rights complaint, this complaint I tried to file was against six individuals, not against any Department of Florida. And that's another error that was committed that got my latest federal case dismissed. So if these errors in my mind are being committed within the legal community on purpose. So the only result, and every day I wake up, I post on every social media, because justice you may not get justice in the legal courts, but because of what we have available today, you will get justice in the community, the public judgment.
How did the Tallahassee Dirty Six commit conspiracy and violate the Conspiracy Act?
Yeah, well, what has happened is when DeSoto County violated Florida law, Department of Agriculture should have, first off, under Aquaculture Policy Act, as soon as they posted cease farm development on my gate, that violated the Right to Farm Act. When they evicted the caretaker, that violated one of the Aquaculture Policy Act provisions. At that point, the Division of Aquaculture has a clause where then an ombudsman should have been assigned, and when I sent my complaint, should have been assigned to mediate and stop whatever DeSoto County was doing to me. That never happened. Now, to conceal all that non-action, I find out in 2012 under the Freedom of Information Act, guess who the Florida Department of Agriculture says violated Florida law? DRD Enterprises. When I read that, I asked Inspector General, you're saying that my corporation violated some zoning law in Florida. And I asked Inspector General Sears, who was assigned to me by Governor Scott to investigate my complaint, and he went back and came back and says there is no evidence. I say, excuse me, they're telling me I violated Florida law, but they cannot provide any evidence. That's right. And guess what? Inspector General Sears says that an official in the Department of Agriculture has that authority. Now, I have filed numerous complaints in courts, from civil complaints to federal. Not once has the state of Florida provided any of those to those complaints, which all my complaints stop once you provide evidence. Everything stops. But instead, they have done procedural tactics to run my pocket bare. I am on my second wife. I cannot afford another wife. So guess what? In America, your justice is based on how much you can afford. And people can break and violate the Constitution of the United States and get away with it.
Today we're joined by David Pressler, owner and president of DRD Enterprises Incorporated of Davie, Florida, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell me, what has been the legal fees to date so far, and what has been the results?
Well, first off, I'm out of business and bankrupt. My dreams and earnings have been ruined. So how much is that worth? So now legal fees. Well, there goes the other thing. Because my first law firm, Romano Law Firm, committed an errors. I received money from them, but I did not win my case. So now, I don't know, maybe it was cheaper for Governor Scott and the Dirty Six to compromise with an law firm, have them commit an error, and pay me off via the back door. I don't know. I don't know what Republicans do. I do know DeSoto County is a Republican district, and I don't think if it was a Democratic district that this would have happened. I do know. I do think that. So when six people declare and uphold guilt without evidence, that comes under the Conspiracy Act. When two or more officials conspire to conceal, hinder, obstruct the truth, constitutes a conspiracy. and violates the Conspiracy Act of 1964. Also, the Bill of your Bill of Rights and the Constitution of the United States and probably the state of Florida. And I'm declaring that out loud. And I hope one of these six conspirators comes at me and puts me in court and has me say, you know, prove something untruth that I have said. That's all. Because I can't go any other courts now. I'm out of courts. So now it's in their ball. Because every day I wake up until the Bermuda grass is growing on my grave, and on every social media I post the Dirty Six, their names, and what they have done to ruin my life and breaking the Constitution of the United States. To hell with them.
Well, Mr. Pressler certainly is unfortunate to hear all the difficulties, struggles, legal issues that you've, and battles and challenges that you've certainly taken a hit by, and we certainly do wish you a recovery from all this. Would you tell our listeners where they can get more information and online in all regards, and how they can be in touch as well?
Yeah, and I don't want to leave on that like a sour note, but you know what? One door closes, another door opens. And the stress of business at my age, it's actually has become a godsend. And again, my website is, and excuse me for mumbling around here, I haven't had my 100th cup of coffee yet. My website again is safedomes, DOMES.com. And hey, I'm always glad to hear from people.
Well, Mr. Pressler, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us, and certainly wish you a fantastic day out there in Florida.
God bless you all.
We've been speaking with retired Miami-Dade firefighter and monolithic concrete home designer and builder. He is also a developer of off-grid systems using solar and wind, and representative for Sunmar Composting Toilets. Mr. Pressler is an environmentalist and activist both above and below the water, and owner of and president of DRD Enterprises Incorporated of Davie, Florida. And once again, the website of reference is safedomes.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.